This is The Catch-Up on Hit. With Flick and Tim.
Royal wedding on Friday. Don't worry if you missed it. The internet has got you covered with pictures, with stories, with articles and videos. Princess Eugenie got married on a Friday. She is, of course, the cousin of Harry and Will.
Can I be honest? I didn't know that it was happening. I didn't know that she existed.
You don't remember Princess Eugenie?
Nah.
Beatrice's sister.
Whose sister?
Beatrice.
Not ringing a bell.
Remember the hats at the wedding for Will and Kate? Remember the hats?
No.
They're not in a good way. People were like, oh, what are those hats?
No.
Anyway, point is, Princess Eugenie, ninth in line to the throne, very far back there. But, the royal wedding. And obviously, I reckon what it is the monarchy has gone, this is our time to shine. People love us when we have a wedding. So they broadcast it.
The last one was great. It's like season two.
Yeah, they're like previously on Weddings of the Monarchy. I'd ordinarily not interested. Like yourself, Tim, I barely keep tabs on these things and I lose interest of who's who.
Yeah, less, not for me.
No, neither. But there was something about the wedding on Friday that really struck a chord.
What was it?
Princess Eugenie, I didn't realise this, had scoliosis growing up, which is the curved spine, which can often be twisted and can be quite painful for a lot of kids and require surgery and back braces and all sorts of things, right? It's quite common.
How bad did she have it? Because a lot of people have it a lot of people have quite a slight scoliosis and they live with it.
Yeah.
But it's more serious.
My mate Ollie, for instance, has it, but it's in a way that he doesn't require surgery, but... Mm-hmm. When I see him standing, like we'll be at the beach and I've seen him and he has got a curve in his spine.
You notice it. If he doesn't have a shirt on or something.
Yeah,
like
you can
that.
See the actual curve. So Eugenie's was at the point where when she was 12 years of age, I believe, she had surgery down her back to fix her scoliosis.
Wow.
So it got to the point for Princess Eugenie where
serious.
She actually had to have it surgically operated on. Now, this is the thing. For a lot of people, scars can be, you know, unfortunately, like they're ashamed of them. They don't want to show them off, and people have scars. Princess Eugenie went the opposite, and I'm so impressed by this. Her wedding dress had an exposed back showing her scoliosis surgery scar. And she spoke on British TV saying that she did it on purpose. It's a lovely way to honour the people who looked after me and a way of standing up for young people who also go through this. She said, I think you can change the way beauty is and you can show people your scars, and I think it's really special to stand up for that. So good, Eugenie. That is an really bold, beautiful thing to do on your wedding day.
Yeah.
And it's worked because across the globe now, people on social media are sharing their scoliosis scars and stories.
Oh, wow.
It's just worked. It's just humanized. It's little things, you know. It's like when the kids outside the Buckingham Palace make a face. It humanizes the royal family.
Makes them normal. Yeah.
But also lets other people open up and be like, this is my scoliosis scar. And it's just beautiful.
Can I ask you a question? Are the royals like the best people ever now? I feel like they were just all kind of, they were kind of in the background for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I haven't been paying attention to them. And now, you know, Prince Harry, he's here doing the
Invictus Games. Yep.
Meghan Markle's just like kicking goals. She's awesome. Now this, I think the royals... They're getting cool again.
They're figuring it out.
I think you could be winning me over with the royals.
They were losing this generation, but Princess Eugenie doing that, bold move, and really well respected. Congratulations on your beautiful wedding. I wouldn't have normally mentioned it, but that is a really beautiful thing to do. And we're looking for the unsung heroes, those that have had a really long winter with all their sporting help. Maybe they are just, you know, volunteers at the club. They run the canteen. They just get people back and forth from games, and you want to volunteer them because Endota Spa is celebrating their first birthday and they're pampering people.
Yeah, we want to help people relax at the end of the footy and netball season. 13, 12, 16, do you have an unsung hero? We've got Jane on the line. Jane, who do you want to dob in?
I'm dobbing in Wendy this morning.
Where's Wendy? Where's Wendy's club? Where's Wendy involved with?
She's involved with the Golden Square Football Netball Club.
Oh, fabulous.
What
Shout
does she
out.
Do? Yeah, what does she do for them?
So every Thursday night, she's, during the week, basically, she's organising the meals to be cooked on a Thursday night for after training. But that's not all. So on a Saturday morning, she rocks up early, and a lot of people don't realise that she's there very early on a Saturday morning to make all of the salad rolls.
Aww.
Be sold in the canteen as well. So then she'll go off and run around and after her kids, and even though they're grown, she's still sort of running around after them.
Never ends.
Yeah, never ends. And then she'll be on the barbecue all afternoon cooking at the footy. And then once the footy's over, she's up in the kitchen cooking the meals of a night time as well.
So Wendy's feeding the entire Golden Square, all the teams, for the entire season. And is anybody looking after Wendy? Do you think Wendy needs to maybe put her feet up now that the season's over, Jane?
I really do. I think Wendy needs a bit of a hand, and it'd just be really nice for her.
Awesome. Well, we're going to shout her. Shout her a voucher to head along to the Dota Spa. Woo!
That's what we're looking for.
Congratulations, Wendy. You sound like an all-star legend, and we can't wait to spoil you and pop your feet up and get a facial and massage. And Dota Spa, thanks for the dob in, Jane. She sounds like a hero.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Have around the club.
On the weekend, big stuff. Finally, in the first time in my life, I got a new car. Very excited. Tom and I bought a new car.
You've been talking about this for a while now. There's been a lot of research, a lot of thought.
Didn't just jump into it.
Big deal. Congratulations,
and thank
both
you.
Of you.
Really excited. And Saturday, Tom went to pick it up and bring it home. I was out at work, outside broadcasting, so I came home and was like, right, Tom's not here yet. It should be on its way back. It should be here. So I waited and I sat in the living room. I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I wonder if I'll hear it come in the driveway because it's obviously a new car. It's probably really quiet. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, and exceptionally close to the house, I heard this sound and freaked the hell out. Because I know for a fact that...
Excuse me, sir, would you like to upgrade for $100 to the Mexican Fiesta horn?
I mean, if I didn't, I freaked out because I know that Tom was in charge and he did a lot of research and he's a smart guy. But if he came home with a car with this horn... Someone in Central Victoria has that horn, by the way. I would just lose it. I'd be like, why? Now if I need to, I'm at the lights and someone's been sitting there too long while it's green, I need to let them know it's changed. And I press that.
You're going to let them know it's changed and you're going to make their day, baby.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Thank God I ran out the front door and I was like, no, 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 no. And it wasn't our new car.
What was it?
Some other car. Just drove past.
Oh, and they just happened to honk you at that exact, they were like
they
honking outside your house?
Outside our house. It's like they knew they wanted to freak me out that Tom went out there and invested in a novelty car horn instead of tinted windows. And they just wanted to be like, yeah, I'm going to play on this chick's insecurity. Thank God. The horn we have, really normal. So if you've got this car horn in Central Victoria, well played. Well played. Worth every penny just to freak me out.
I would love to find the person that has that car horn, by the way. That's an awesome thing.
And do you just often just remind people you've got that car horn? Or were you genuinely shirty at someone on the road?
Yeah, I wonder if they were really trying to honk someone.
You've ruined it. You can't.
If you have that horn, are there settings? Can you do the music or do like a...
I don't know. Thank God I never have to experience that because Tom didn't buy it. But yeah, that's the questions I left scratching my head. Because I was like, oh, he's just got a fun horn. No, he's probably really mad at someone, but they just would never know.
All right, let's go.
Telstra Stores Bendigo, Mitchell Street, Bendigo Marketplace, and Lancel Square. Alpha
Bucks. Ooh, it's a tricky one. Hasn't gone off yet.
But I've got a good feeling about today, and I've got a good feeling about Chris from North Bendigo. Chris, you ready to go?
I am, mate, yeah.
Oh, good. He sounds keen. He sounds like he doesn't want to let us down. I love it, Chris. You know how to play, right? You've been playing along in the car?
Yes, I have.
Now, Chris, you're an IT specialist. It sounds like you use your noggin a little bit for work. Do you do anything like this?
No, definitely not. Only in the car, which I'm probably not very good at either, but we'll give it a run.
Do you know what I like about Chris's conversational skills? I'm feeling that he's bouncing back really quickly. Like
he's listening, he's responding.
That's a really good sign.
Yep.
Could be wrong, but let's give it a go.
Okay, Chris. Here's what we have. 30 seconds, 10 questions. All of your answers must start with the same letter. Your letter today is the letter Q, okay? The letter Q as in for Queen. Your time is going to start after I ask the first question. Are you ready to go, Chris?
Yep, definitely.
Here we go. Name a word ending with Y.
Key.
Name something you eat.
Pass.
Name something you'd see in the bedroom.
Queen bed.
Name a musician or a group.
Pass.
Name a four-letter word.
Pass.
Name a boy's name.
Quentin.
Name a mineral.
Pass.
Name a holiday destination.
I have no idea.
Oh, Chris.
You started out so strong, buddy. You did really well.
Q sucks.
Isn't that hard?
You know, Q is a difficult letter, but I was actually, I had a little practice run with myself. I think there are less options, which might make it...
makes it easier.
Maybe easier, like, I don't know, something you'd find in the bedroom, queen bed.
That was good.
Quilt.
You got it. Yeah, well, let's double back for everyone playing home, shall we? Name something you eat. Quiche. Or quince, quail is one. Name a musician or a group. Queen, Queen Latifah, Queens of the Stone Age, four-letter word, quiz or quit, a mineral, quartz. This is just silly. Who's getting these ones? Quinxignite,
yeah,
quince
quartz.
To the night.
Quartz is the one you've got to go with.
Name a holiday destination, Queensland, Kerataro, Queenstown. The other two we missed out on even getting to were name a TV show, Queer as Folk, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and name a noun, quack, quad, quadrant. So it just got harder and harder, Chris, unfortunately, but you did exceptionally well.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, awesome.
You
thanks, guys.
You were a really, really good competitor this morning, but it returns tomorrow just after 8. It's Alpha Bucks.
I think you're a big fan of Eurovision, aren't you?
I do love me some Eurovision.
What do you love about it?
I think it's just, it's such positive energy. There's no negative energy at Eurovision. Everyone's... and the beauty is that the other countries have to vote for each other. They can't just not give points to no one. They have to give points to another country.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just nice.
But it's, like, tactical as well. Like, they never...
oh, it's tactical.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
That's why the little
fabulous
countries seem to do well. Sometimes they slip through. Israel was the winner this year.
Yeah, they do really well.
First time that they've won?
Israel, yeah. Yeah, or first time in a long time, at least, anyway.
So... SBS have today put out some brand new information about Eurovision, the 64th annual Eurovision that's going to be happening in 2019, and they're changing it up. Why is SBS in charge of running Eurovision for Australia? Do you know?
Because they're the world broadcaster, so they've always been the international leg of Australian TV culture. So, you know, they've got the people that speak French and that can do the voting and all that jazz. And they've always been,
Channel 10's kicking itself right now.
Why didn't they learn French?
Why don't we have anyone that can speak French?
Parlez-vous français? No, Channel 10, you don't.
So SBS has come out today, and what they've said is that for the next Eurovision competition, so far each year they've kind of just chosen who's going to represent Australia.
I was going to say, and they're usually big names, like Dummy Im
was a good one, and Jess Mauboy was a good one. There have been some duds in the middle. Who was in between those guys?
We've had our own backyard hero from Machuca, and I can't believe it, but his name has just escaped me.
Oh, really? Is he from here?
Isaiah Fibray. Sorry,
that's right.
2 seconds.
He didn't do that well.
Isaiah, yeah. He did. He's got a great talent, though, from Moama. Fabulous boy.
Anyway, what SBS has said is that for this coming year, we're going to be able to vote for who represents us.
Oh, good.
So it's going to be like Australian Idol to get on to Eurovision.
Oh, right.
Which I think is cool.
Yep.
I don't know what they haven't said what the voting process is going to be. I don't think they're going to sing and then look down the barrel of the camera and do that, like, phone signal
call
thing
me
and be
now.
Like, vote.
You don't know. Who would it be? Could be anyone.
I mean, Shannon Noll comes to mind.
He's got a lot of free time at the moment. A lot of free time.
And people don't throw beers at you on stage at Eurovision, so I think
maybe
he'd be keen.
No, maybe he won't feel comfortable anymore. He doesn't know how to heckle people in Europe. I don't know. Shannon Noll, maybe. 2019 Eurovision.
How cool is that, though? Anyway, have a think.
Yeah. Who could it be?
Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh, wow. John Farnham, finally.
Yeah, he'd do it.
Why not?